Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before. For day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Friday, the 26th of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. You're involved in any kind of an accident. You go where they're going to put their skills to work for you, get you the compensation you deserve while making sure that you're being treated like family. That's what happens when you call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. We did it, everybody. We made it to the weekend. It is Friday, and we are feeling great. I mean, you guys, I know the game ends last night. You're like, Yes, I can't wait to tune into Zaslow Show 2.0. Is he as fired up as I am over the Panthers taking a 3-0 series lead? And the answer to that is, yes, I am as fired up as you. What a night for your favorite little hockey team. Obviously, we're going to do a lot right there. But there's so much happening here with the hockey, baseball, NBA playoffs. Bet Online, your number one source for all your summer sports. All the latest stats, news, scores, available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. So let's get right after it. Oh, NFL draft last night. I mean, so much happening. By the way, today again, you're going to be listening to Zaslow Show 2.0. Now, you're in the future. You're listening in the future. I'm in the past right now. So you may have some information that I don't have yet. No spoilers, but you're listening to the show. And then at 3 o'clock, you're going to put on ESPN Radio again for the third straight day. Your girl Amber Wilson and I, we are hosting Freddie and Harry today from 3 to 6 p.m. We're cut an hour short because the NFL draft is beginning an hour earlier tonight. So come hang out with us 3 to 6 p.m. I'll be there with Amber Wilson and Chad Brown, former NFL linebacker. Chad Brown's on with us as well. Somebody's got to add the expertise when it comes to the NFL and the NFL draft. So come hang out with me, Amber Wilson, Chad Brown, 3 to 6 p.m. today on ESPN Radio. But last night, so I wrap up doing Freddie and Harry yesterday at 7, and then we're going to waltz on downstairs. We're gonna grab a Johnny Cuba from the fridge. We're going to plop down on the couch in the Zaslow Mansion family room. Actually, was it in the family room? Yeah, it was. I was saying, was in the game room. No, I watched in the game room the other night, the Heat game. Last night, we were in the family room watching the Panthers with my younger son, Jordan. That, you know, our NBA correspondent. And also, by the way, he's got some more movie reviews coming up. If you go to the YouTube channel, you can see we're doing movie reviews. Jordan Goes to the Movies, youtube.com/@Zaslow Show. He's got some more reviews coming this weekend, I believe. But we're watching the Panthers last night. And, you know, we had Jessica Blaylock on the show yesterday. And go back. I love when you guys watch my interviews. I put the full interview. There's usually only snippets of Zaslow Show 2.0 on the YouTube channel. But I always put the full interview. So go back and watch Jessica Blaylock yesterday. Or, you know, you just listen wherever you get the podcast. That's fine. Just listen, watch, whatever you got to do. So anyway, we have Jessica on yesterday, and both of us, like, what a massive difference going into game three, 2-0, then 1-1. Huge overtime win in game two. You're in such a different spot. And so, while I'm normally super crazy and super nervous with Panther playoff games, I was allowed to go into yesterday. I'm nervous, but I don't have the normal anxiety that I usually do when it comes to these Panther playoff games. So I'm somewhat relaxed, and the Panthers in the first period get on the board. What are we talking about? 10 minutes into the game. Great start to the game. The Panthers look sharp. I thought the Lightning looked sloppy, and I'm going into the game while the nerves are down. It's still a tight spot, because if the Lightning win that game, we are in the pressure cooker going into game four. But the Panthers are in a position where they can show everybody that they are a serious team if they go up 3-0. And you guys know, I've been calling for this all season long. I want the Lightning. And while the Lightning are not the same team this year that they've been really last 4 or 5 years, they did finish the regular season very strong. They are still a top-tier team. I want the Lightning. I don't care how good the Lightning were going to be this season. I want the Lightning. For the Panthers to get to where they need to go. You know, every team goes through heartbreak en route to a championship. I strongly believe that. Every team goes through some type of heartbreak. And that happened with the Panthers, where in 21, they lose in the first round to the Lightning. In 22, they lose in the second round to the Lightning. In 23, they lose in the Stanley Cup Finals. So we keep advancing further and further every year, but there's been heartbreak all of those years, especially the two losses to the Lightning. In order to get to where we want to go, we gotta go through the Lightning. We have to exercise that demon, and at the same time, show everybody, your time is up. It's our time. And so the Panthers have an opportunity to do that last night, and getting them on the board, Matthew Tkachuk.
A little shot, Lundell's got it. Lundell in front, the shot, score! Tkachuk, ka-ching! Matthew Tkachuk from Lundell, and the Panthers strike first in game number three.
Quick puck movement again, and Tkachuk is in that position, and what it was not on his stick very long, his 20th postseason for the Florida Panthers.
He is such a money player, so the Panthers go up 1-0. I'm super fired up. We go into the second period, the Panthers are up 1-0. Actually, late in the first, the Lightning scored. Panthers challenge on the power play, offside, no goal. But then early in the second period, same power play, the Lightning score, they tie the game. A few minutes later, Lightning score again, 2-1. But here's the key. Now the Panthers are showing you, that's all right. Panthers are a serious team. They're down 2-1 on the road. The Lightning, first lead of the series for the Lightning. And the Panthers, we're playing our game. We're going to be okay. And then late in the period, Sam Reinhart ties it up.
Hold in. Tarasenko to Reinhart with a chance. Score! It's Sam Reinhart! 57 in the regular season. His second of the series. And we're even.
Oh, shamalama ding dong. The Panthers come right back.
Huge goal. Huge job there. Sam Reinhart ties the game at 2. And then, not much longer, the Panthers take back the lead.
Cousins again for Opozo. Here's Brandon Montour. Cranks up a slap shot. Score! Brandon Montour ripped it home. And the Panthers have the lead.
What a shift by the Panthers' fourth line. Put together here, they haven't played much, but the energy level to keep this play alive in the offensive zone, and then eventually they get it back to Montour. Look at that, puck just jumps free, and then here's the screen, Montour taking the shot. Same thing as what Bobrovsky gave up that screenshot as well. Extra effort there to Opozo, he's a big man. Hedman's out there in front as well, and it just whistles wide. Vasilevskiy couldn't use the reflexes to stop that puck.
Brandon Montour might be my favorite player on the team. A tremendous job, top shelf, take back the lead. He's fired up his first goal of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Panthers go back ahead 3-2, quiets the crowd going into the third period. And then in the middle of the third period, this is why the Panthers, they learned from the postseason last year where we got to the Stanley Cup Finals and they were so banged up and they didn't have the depth. Well, Sam Bennett, he got hurt in game 2. He was out yesterday. He's likely going to miss the next few games. Okay, so Anton Lundell, he's going to jump up and center that second line with Tkachuk and Verhaeghe, and we got the troops to fill in on the back line. So Steven Lawrence, he's called upon. He's going to center the fourth line. He's got Nick Cousins on one side of him. And how about Kyle Opposo? He's going to make his Panther playoff debut. He was the captain in Buffalo. He hardly plays for the Panthers, but they call his number. You're getting dressed. You're going to be on the wing on that fourth line. And this is why the Panthers made that trade. So Opposo and Lawrence both got assists. They both got points on that Montour goal. And then in the middle of the third period, the fourth line strikes again.
Put it out in front. Lawrence shoots off the post and in. They score. And the Panthers have a 4-2 lead. The Lawrence line with a huge one.
How about Steven Lawrence? What a game he has played on both sides of the puck.
Beautiful. Steven Lawrence, first career playoff goal. Panthers go up 4-2. Now we're cooking with gas. The crowd there in Tampa, they are stunned. And by the way, Bobrovsky again. Phenomenal. Phenomenal performance. That's your boy, Bobrovsky. So the Panthers are up 4-2. But with just over 5 minutes left in the game, the Lightning, they score. They make it 4-3. It's like, all right, now we're in the pressure cooker. This is it. 5 minutes. Can we hang on for 5 minutes? So, John Cooper, Tampa Bay Lightning head coach, pulls Vasilevsky about 90 seconds left. The Panthers have one try. They get full possession. Reinhardt has his shot. I think it was Reinhardt. Has the shot blocked, so they don't even get it on goal. The Lightning get another chance here, but they don't really get a good opportunity on Bobrovsky. Panthers get back full possession. Easy empty net for Matthew Tkachuk.
These Lightning players have been out for over a minute 20 apiece. Puck sent ahead by Verhaeghe. Empty net. Tkachuk. He scores!
That's right. Matthew, I got up. At this point, my wife is in the Zaslow Mansion family room with me. I'm trying not to embarrass myself. She doesn't like it when I get really loud, so I try to keep it down a little bit. It hurts her ears, you know? So, I was silent, didn't sing, but I jumped up off the couch. I'm doing the fist pumps. I'm pacing around the room with the fist pumps. I'm super pumped up. And the Panthers take that ass last night. 5-3 final. Most importantly, a 3-0 series lead. They could wrap things up in Tampa. I don't want to hear about, oh, it'd be nice to do it game 5 at home. Nope. End that shit as soon as possible. Let the Bruins and Maple Leafs kill themselves while the Panthers wait for the winner of that series. End it tomorrow. This Panther team, this is what it looks like. All right. They were down in this game yesterday on the road, but you go into this series with an opportunity to show everybody this is what it looks like when you're a serious team. This is what it looks like when you're letting everybody know you're the big bad in the state of Florida now. This is what it looks like when you are a serious team. You leave no doubt. And that's where the Panthers are now, ahead 3-0. That was a legit no fucking around performance from your favorite little hockey team, the greatest hockey team in the land, the Florida Panthers. What a night. That's what I'm talking about. Man, that was so good. Oh, so I got that going on the big TV, and I got the NFL draft on the small TV in the Zaslow Mansion family room, and I'm trying to keep up with what's going on in the NBA. There's so much happening. All right, but first, we're going to get to NFL draft. We got serious NBA stuff from last night as well. There's a lot happening here. And of course, it's Friday, guys. I know you're saying to yourself, Zaslow, I got to know if it's a big game or not a big game. Well, don't you worry your pretty little face. We're going to let you know. There's a lot of action. Our local sports teams, a lot happening this weekend, beginning with tonight. We'll let you know if it's a big game, not a big game. You don't have to go anywhere. And by the way, like this stretch we're on right now, Tuesday, Panther win. Wednesday, Heat win. Thursday, Panther win. Let's keep this thing going tomorrow. I like that. Tonight, all got the night off. Tonight's a night to relax. Get to know the family. Reconnect. We're going to relax tonight, and we're going to be refreshed and ready to go tomorrow. Heat and Panthers both will be ready to take that ass. All right. Good opportunity, though, for me to tell you guys about North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. That's right. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, official car dealership of Zaslow Show 2.0. And right now, the spring sale season is in full bloom at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. That means incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. You're guaranteed to find the car you're looking for at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. We're talking an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, but you also have used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. Real easy to find North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. It's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 from the Cypress Creek Road exit. Right now, with the spring sales event, you can enjoy incredible offers like, how about leasing a 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium for just $199 a month for 36 months with $54.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so the NBA last night, and by the way, like I said, I want to make sure everybody knows, today, 3 to 6 p.m., doing a lot of NFL draft stuff back on ESPN Radio with my girl Amber Wilson, Chad Brown, former NFL linebacker, Patriot Steelers. He's going to be with us also 3 to 6 p.m., taking you up until ESPN Radio's coverage of rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft, so make sure you hang out. But, so, last night, I got the Panthers on the big TV. I got the NFL draft on the small TV, and we'll get to the draft stuff in a moment here. And I'm trying to keep up with what's going on with the Knicks, all right? What's going on with the Knicks and the Sixers? I'm into it, all right? And you have... So, the Nuggets beat the Lakers last night, 112-105. Fine. Magic crushed the Cavaliers. Not surprised at all about that. I feel like that's going to be a long series. I think it's the kind of series that the home team is going to wind up winning every game, all right? So, not surprised that the Magic bounced back in a very big way. The Nuggets, not surprised that the Nuggets beat the Lakers there last night, but now, you know, and the Lakers blow another double-digit lead. You got D'Angelo Russell not sitting with his team in the timeout late in the game. He's eating something. This Laker team looks like a disaster. You're going to find out what type of pride, what type of character this Laker team has, if any, depending on what happens in game number 4, which they are inevitably going to lose to the Denver Nuggets. But the big story is what happened in Philly last night. So Joel Embiid scores 50 points. Scores 50, the Sixers back in the series, like I expected them to be. A 125-114 win over the Knicks. I think it's a long series. I think the Knicks are going to win in 7, but I think this is a long series. So Embiid gets the job done. They get back in the series. But two things as far as Embiid goes in the game last night. Not one, but several very dirty plays from Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, the one that was really in question, where he grabs Mitchell. He's lying on the ground, and he grabs Mitchell Robinson's legs as Mitchell Robinson grabs a rebound, is as dirty a play you're ever going to see. And Mitchell Robinson got hurt, and he left the game, left the arena in a boot, and his status now for the next game is very much in question. You had a play late where he sets a very dirty moving screen that the officials are staring right at, and he doesn't do anything about. You had a play earlier where he purposely knees Dante DiVincenzo in the groin area. Joel Embiid last night played cumulatively as dirty a game you're ever going to see. He was a total goon last night. It's remarkable that the officials did not throw him out of the game for the one foul on Mitchell Robinson, which, like I said, is as dirty a play you're ever going to see. He's lying on the ground, and he grabs Mitchell Robinson's legs as he's jumping. It's actually pretty surprising that a brawl didn't break out. But altogether, as dirty a game you're ever going to see an NBA player play. So they win, and then right after the game. So now things get weird, right? Right at, this is like 11 p.m. after the game. Adrian Wojnarowski tweets out, ESPN sources, Sixers star Joel Embiid has been treated for a mild case of Bell's palsy last week. The condition began during the play-in victory over Miami, but he has wanted to keep it private to avoid distractions for his team. Okay, so first things first. Bell's palsy, that could obviously be serious, and I hope everything works out there with Joel Embiid. I think everybody hopes that that all works out for Joel Embiid. That is something you could overcome, and I hope that it doesn't end up being a debilitating thing for him in basketball and in his personal life. Okay, with that said, this is really weird. It's weird for a couple reasons. The first part, I kind of look at Wojnarowski with a side eye here, where he says here, Embiid wanted to keep it private to avoid distractions for his team. So when you learn about this and that he wanted to keep it private, we're then going to go out and tell our 6.3 million followers about it? Like, that seems really, I don't know, like, immoral, I guess? Not unethical, because he's a reporter. This is a job. It kind of seems immoral. He wants to keep a potentially serious medical condition private, but I'm going to tell my 6.3 million followers on Twitter. That part can feel kind of gross. But then here's what I actually believe, which is I think Wojnarowski got the go-ahead from Embiid or Embiid's camp. I think they told Wojnarowski, and he got the go-ahead to put it out there because Embiid loves the sympathy. He loves playing that martyr card. He loves the whole, nobody likes me, everybody treats me differently. And then the timing of it, this info didn't come out after game one or two after they lost. It came out after game three that they won, and he scored 50. Oh, and he scored 50 while also battling Bell's palsy. So there's two sides to look at this. Either Wojnarowski did something that feels kind of morally wrong, or Embiid's people put this out there to garner sympathy and make Embiid look heroic scoring 50 points in this spot. And I choose the latter. I think it's the latter. Like, I guess I'm trying to believe that Wojnarowski wouldn't take this private matter and let everybody know about it. I guess I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt there. And Embiid, this kind of is on brand for Embiid, the whole nobody likes me, everybody treats me differently, I don't win awards, that kind of deal, everyone's against me. Hey, I'm fighting through a potentially very serious condition, and I'm trying to lead my team anyway, and I just did it while scoring 50 points. I feel like Embiid's people, okay, I mean, maybe at one point they wanted to keep it private, but I think that's the whole deal where, you know, he wanted to keep it private, but he's a team guy. He doesn't want to distract everyone. But hey, Woj, this is what's going on. You can put it out there. We give you the go-ahead. So, really weird situation there. Again, hope Embiid is able to get through this on a personal level and a basketball level. Because Bell's palsy could wind up being a serious thing. But I think the timing is interesting. And I'm also choosing to believe that Wojnarowski is not looking past a potentially serious medical condition and a human being, forget a basketball player, a human being wanting that to remain private, but then still deciding to put that out there for everyone to know about. So I'm choosing to believe that that wasn't actually the tact that Wojnarowski took. As far as the NBA goes tonight, here's what's on tap. All right, we got three game threes this evening. Bucks Pacers, that's, boy, weird start time. That's at 5:30. Why is that at 5:30? What's going on in Indianapolis that makes that game a 5:30 start? That is so odd. All right, I think the Pacers are going to blow out the Bucks tonight. At 8 o'clock, Clippers, Mavericks. No idea what's going to happen there. I would lean toward Dallas. And at 10:30, Timberwolves, Suns. I think the Wolves can go up 3-0. We're going to find out if this Suns team has any guts. So that's what's going on with the NBA tonight. I'll tell you what else is going on here in the Zaslow Mansion. That's your boy over here knowing that, God forbid, something happens to the Zaslow Mansion, that I am covered. And why am I covered? Because I get my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance. Brunt Insurance, since 2013, specialized in home, auto, motorcycle, boaters, life insurance. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. And the reason I do that is because I know I'm getting the most comprehensive coverage at the most affordable rate out there. You can too. Call 954-589-2204 or go to bruntinsurance.com. And it doesn't matter what part of the state of Florida you're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0 right now, because Brunt Insurance, they have offices all throughout the state. So wherever you're calling from, the team at Brunt Insurance, they know your area. They're going to make sure you get the most comprehensive policy. They're going to make sure they help you every step of the way. Their fully licensed team will make sure all the confusing options, nah, they're crystal clear for you. So when it comes to homeowners, renters, or condo insurance, your options, there's a lot out there, but don't go through it alone. Call Brunt Insurance, 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. 954-589-2204. Now, tomorrow, we got the Panthers playing Game 4 at 5. We got the Heat playing Game 3 at 6. Make sure you're following Sheets and Giggles, one of our great sponsors, Sheets and Giggles. Follow them at Sheets Giggles on Twitter, because obviously, there are all kinds of promotions and sales going on. My man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, he's got all kinds of offers going on all the time. But if you're following at Sheets Giggles, you're going to make sure that you get the promo codes in real time. For instance, the other night during the Heat game, Colin tweets out at Sheets Giggles. He tweeted out, anyone who retweets or likes this current tweet, and if the Heat beat the Celtics in Game 2, we're sending out free Sheets and Giggles T-shirts. That's right. So all kinds of promotions like that are always going on at Sheets Giggles. But right now, if you go to SheetsGiggles.com, not only are you going to find the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets, but you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, and pillows rated best overall by Good Housekeeping. Hey, if you're looking for a new mattress, eucalyptus mattresses, look, mattresses are expensive, but if this is your first time ever going to SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code ZASLO, 20% off your first order. How about that? You treat yourself to a brand new eucalyptus mattress while getting 20% off. Promo code ZASLO, SheetsGiggles.com, 20% off your first order. SheetsGiggles.com, SheetsGiggles.com. So the NFL draft last night. And I'm all over the... I'm practically a draft expert. That's why I'm doing draft shows with Amber Wilson on ESPN Radio the last few days. I'm practically an expert. A couple things that I want to mention about the draft. So, I'm sitting there watching the draft last night with my... Well, I'm watching the Panthers, but the draft's on the small TV in the Zaslow Mansion family room. And my son is on Twitter. He goes, all the picks are coming out 10 minutes before the draft. Your TV is so slow. And I'm like, first of all, we're streaming, all right? So it's always going to be like 30 seconds to a minute behind other broadcasts. But picks are being leaked on Twitter by reporters. And I told him, I said, I don't understand that because I don't want to have picks spoiled for me. Like, I remember years ago, Chris Berman, this was Chris Berman's move, where he would do the whole, the pick is in, and I believe it's going to be a running back. It's like, you motherfucker. And apparently, Louis Riddick on the ESPN broadcast last night was doing something similar. I'm watching the tracks. I don't want it spoiled for me. The point here is, I told my son, if you don't want the pick spoiled for you, stop going on Twitter. Why are you on Twitter scrolling through NFL reporters, allowing them to tip the picks to you? when you're watching the draft and you don't want to spoil. Everyone's complaining. Oh, reporters, they're out there giving the picks. Nothing is stopping you from not being on Twitter. Nothing is stopping you from telling your brain after you haven't been on Twitter for 30 seconds, no, I don't need to check Twitter. I'm going to put it down and just watch the draft. Another thing I want to mention from last night. So we all know, Wednesday night, AEW Dynamite. Tony Khan is the owner of All Elite Wrestling. He's also the son of Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shad Khan. And he is an executive with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, on Wednesday night, and Tony Khan is like never physical. He's never in the ring. He's not an on-screen character. But on Wednesday night, for the first time, there was physicality. And the Young Bucks, they gave Tony Khan a pile driver and left him sprawled down in the ring to end the show. Okay, that was a big deal. We're doing big deal, not a big deal. That's a big deal. Going into the draft yesterday, I was dead set. Tony Khan, when they show that draft room, when the Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock, Tony Khan better be sitting there in a neck brace. He better sell that pile driver, that injury from the night before, or I am done with AEW. He better sell that shit. And what do you know? They go to the Jaguars war room, and you got Tony Khan sitting right there in a neck brace. That's what I'm talking about. Kayfabe, alive. That's right. It's alive. Excellent job by Tony Khan. I like that shit. Those are my biggest takeaways. No, those weren't my biggest takeaways. I will give my biggest takeaways today. Amber and I filling in for Freddie and Harry starting at 3 p.m. on ESPN Radio. All right. You guys know what time it is. You're sitting there to yourself right now. You're saying, Zaslow, we're like 30 plus minutes into the show. I got to know. Is it a big game? Or is it not a big game? Big game or not a big game? Here's what we got for you. Let's start things out with tonight, 7 p.m. ESPN. NFL Draft Rounds 2 and 3. The Dolphins, they have one pick here in the second round. No picks in the third round. All the quarterbacks, you know, the six top quarterbacks, they were all selected already. Six of them, all six of them went the first 12 picks. So a little bit of drama has been taken out of tonight. But I do believe we could have some big names. Maybe some unhappy wide receivers who could be traded tonight. We'll see. Overall, though, NFL Draft Rounds 2 and 3, that's a big game. That's right. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe crazy stuff will happen. That's a big game. Big game or not a big game. Tonight, 8 p.m., Fox, WWE SmackDown. Now, not only is SmackDown almost always a big game, but tonight, and then continuing Monday night on Raw, is the 2024 WWE Draft. The WWE Draft is going head-to-head with the NFL Draft tonight. Who's going to land where? What players are... What superstars are we changing from SmackDown to Raw? From Raw to SmackDown? Tonight, WWE SmackDown Draft? That's a big game. All right, everybody calm down. Big game or not a big game? Tomorrow, 5 p.m., Bally Sports Florida. Florida Panthers at the Tampa Bay Lightning. Game 4. The Panthers looking to sweep that ass. The Panthers looking for just the second series sweep in franchise history. The Panthers looking to put the Lightning out of their misery for the first time in franchise history and take control of hockey in the state of Florida and have a chance to sit back and watch the Maple Leafs and Bruins beat the shit out of each other while they get healthy. Panthers at Lightning? That's a big game. Know it! All right. Saturday, 6 p.m. TNT. Boston Celtics at your Miami Heat. Game 3. Series tied 1-1. Last night, I was on BetMGM with my friend Trista Crick, and she asks me, Zaz, do the Heat now have a chance this series? And I say, Trista, of course the Heat have a chance now this series. Do you believe that they could win at least one out of two on the home floor? Yes. And if you believe that, then we're 2-2. And obviously, you have a series if we can be 2-2 going into a best out of three, game 5, 6, and 7. The Celtics, they're on the verge of a massive embarrassment. Last year, Heat 8 seed, Bucks 1 seed, 1-1 going into game 3. Not only did the Heat take both games at home, but they won the next 3 and ended the Bucks in 5. Celtics at Heat game 3, that's a big game. Finally, big game or not a big game, Saturday, 7:30, Apple Plus. Inter Miami at New England. Now, right now, Inter Miami, they're sitting atop the Eastern Conference. That's right. Excellent job right now by Inter Miami. They are 5-2-3, a total of 18 points. New England, they're last in the Eastern Conference. They're 1-6-1. So can Inter Miami keep pace atop that Eastern Conference? Inter Miami at New England? Not a big game. I'm not going to be watching it. You got the Panthers at 5. You got the Heat at 6. I'm probably not going to see very much of the game. If I'm not going to see very much of it, it can't be a big game. Inter Miami at New England? Not a big game. And that right there is another edition of Big Game or Not a Big Game. Yes. All right. I think you guys know what time it is. By the way, make sure when you sit back and you relax tonight, you're doing it with a Johnny. Johnny Cuba, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. Go to johnnycuba.us and use the Johnny locator. Find out where you can pick up a Johnny closest to you. Your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. Make sure you always drink responsibly. And of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big deal or not a big deal, always brought to us by the place we get all of the big deals, Caneswear. That's right. Go to caneswear.com. Matter of fact, right now, since the Heat won the other night, I mean, look at this promo right now. You go to caneswear.com. Upset special from right now until Sunday. Save 25% on all Miami Heat items. We know that nobody has more Canes gear than Caneswear, but all Miami Heat items. Save 25% off through Sunday. Go to caneswear.com. The discount gets deducted at the checkout page, or go in person. Huge location. So big. All the gear that you're looking for. 2655 South University Drive, just out the 595 on the west side of University. Check out the entire inventory right now at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot Miami sports fan shop where you get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? So I already told you about Tony Khan selling that injury from Dynamite. Here's on NFL Network, Rich Eisen. He makes reference to the Jaguars war room and Tony Khan.
Jacksonville Jaguars were on the clock, 17th overall, but they traded down as Tony Khan becomes the first ever NFL executive in a draft room, shaking off the effects of a pile driver he received on national television in a wrestling ring the night before. Such is life when you mix AEW and the NFL. Tony Khan, hang in there, buddy. Hang in there. That's it.
You know that's a big deal. I already told you, it's one of my favorite parts of the draft last night. Excellent job by Tony Khan. Big deal or not a big deal? How about on SportsCenter last night with Scott Van Pelt, Mel Kiper? He joined Scott Van Pelt, and he gave his biggest surprise from round one.
Look, I ask you for a surprise. It's hard not Michael Penix at 8, because that's where all of our attention went from wow to whoa to whatever. Is that your big surprise of the night?
I'll change it up a little, Scott. I heard for the last couple months the Giants were looking at a quarterback, and they're sitting at six. They could trade up to get J.J. McCarthy. I said, well, you're going to forget about Daniel Jones? You're going to hang him out to dry? You're not going to take an explosive receiver when you hadn't had a 1,000-yard receiver since 2018? You have no explosive plays, and you got Malik Nabers and Romo Odunze sitting there? You're going to take a quarterback. I kept hearing, yeah, they're interested in a quarterback. And they didn't have to move up. They sat at six, and there's J.J. McCarthy. So I'm thinking, okay, what have we been hearing? What's the chatter been for a couple months? They didn't take McCarthy, Scott. They took the receiver Malik Nabers to help Daniel Jones, who they inherited. Most times, GMs and head coaches want their own guy. And Daniel Jones is coming off injuries. And he had some struggles because the offensive line was bad and they didn't have explosive receivers. So I think the Giants may have, I think, surprised some people. I'm happy they did what they did because I like Daniel Jones. So for all the Daniel Jones haters, the heir apparent wasn't taken at number six.
Interesting. That seems like you kind of combined two questions in one. It was a surprise, but you felt like it was a great fit.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. I know Giants fans, a lot of them were hoping they were going to trade up and get a quarterback, but maybe either the Patriots, I presume, were asking for too much, or maybe they didn't love the quarterbacks. Instead, they wind up getting a top-flight wide receiver. I'm going big deal. Big deal or not a big deal, I got one more for you here. So, the big story was the Atlanta Falcons taking Michael Penix at number 8. They already have Kirk Cousins. So how about on NFL Network, Tom Pelissero? He tells us Kirk Cousins wasn't even given a heads up.
I still can't believe the Falcons drafted Michael Penix Jr. That has nothing to do. I am such a huge fan of that kid. I want nothing but success for him. He is incredible. But they just signed Kirk Cousins to a 9-figure deal.
I just reached out to his agent, Mike McCartney. I'm sure Ian's talked to him as well. But he was not given a heads up. Kirk Cousins was not given really a heads up on this whole thing.
So he's sitting at home and just hearing Michael Penix Jr.'s name called.
Yeah, I'm going not a big deal. I mean, I'm going to talk more about it on ESPN Radio this afternoon as we're covering the draft and going over everything from yesterday. I loved this move by the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons don't owe Kirk Cousins anything except for the money they've guaranteed him on the contract that he signed. And he went there because of two reasons. One, money they offer the most. And two, he felt they have a great chance of winning. Well, he's still getting all that money, and they didn't think I have a great chance of winning because they're going to select someone with the number 8 overall pick. No, it's because of what they already have right now. The Falcons owe Kirk Cousins nothing except the money they have guaranteed him. So I'm going not a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear. Right now through Sunday, upset special. Go to caneswear.com, 25% off all Miami Heat gear at Caneswear. Caneswear is the spot Miami sports fans shop. You get all of the big deals. Yes, all right. Quick reminder, everyone, we're going to have an all-new episode of my wrestling podcast, It's Still Real to Me, this weekend. We will cover what takes place at the WWE Draft tonight on SmackDown. Plus, tomorrow night, I'm hosting ESPN Radio Game Night. Late night, we're coming on right after the NBA tomorrow night at 11:30 p.m. I'm coming on ESPN Radio tomorrow night, so I hope you guys hang out and listen. Listen this afternoon, me and your girl Amber Wilson, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, ESPN Radio. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. We'll talk to you on Monday on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today, we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.